Welcome back to the Nutrition Unmeasured podcast. I'm your host, Gina Forster, a registered dietitian and intuitive eating counselor from Columbus, Ohio. Go Bucks! This episode is brought to you by my personal intuitive eating and wellness program. Allow me to be your personal coach through the 10 principles of intuitive eating. During this journey, you will receive a workbook to have throughout, a helpful body positivity journal, access to me at any time, and bi-weekly one-on-one calls to keep you accountable to yourself and motivated to change and find peace with food in your body. Before getting started today, I'd love to ask for a review if you're enjoying this podcast. Reviews only take a few seconds, and they just really help me grow the listenership, and of course, I'd appreciate it. Just some updates since our last, or since the last episode with Paula about probiotics. Well, actually, I went on a yoga retreat with Paula within the last couple of weeks, which was such a blast. I had so much fun. I've never actually been on a women's only yoga retreat or even just a women's only retreat in general. And it was short and sweet. I will say it was only two nights, one full day, but man, was it just, it was remarkable. That's all I can say. It was, I met a lot of wonderful women. It was just time away from phones, time away from everything going on in life, and just time to make peace with everything and just really do some soul searching, which I absolutely did. I didn't think it was going to be that kind of retreat, but I ended up just really thinking a lot about some of the things in my life that I want to change. So I think it started with that retreat. And then it also really motivated me to actually host my own retreat, which won't be necessarily a yoga retreat, but it will be a body connection retreat. So I'll definitely be talking more about that on this podcast, but it is going to be in September of this year, 2024, likely the 12th through the 14th. In Hocking Hills. So I'm very excited about that. If you're interested, please reach out to me. Let's see. Cameron started soccer. He hasn't really found a sport that he loves yet, but so far he's really enjoying soccer. Paige is starting tennis soon, so that's exciting. We've been playing a lot of pickleball. I gotta say, Paige is a good pickleball player. I think that obviously her history with tennis and all of her tennis lessons that she's had have really helped, but she's got really good hand-eye coordination and can really slam that ball, and it's pretty impressive. Just getting ready for summer over here and really excited. All right, so before I begin today's episode, just a trigger warning. This episode contains diet talk. If this type of discussion is triggering to you in any way, just please take care of yourself and skip it. There's plenty of other episodes to listen to. Today's episode is the second in my journal series. I write a journal entry and read it out loud. If you missed my last one, I wrote about my eating disorder, and I will add the link to the show notes. All right. So, dear journal, I'm listening to this audiobook called More Than a Body. Your body is an instrument, not an ornament. And it has me really taking a deep dive into my history and why I have gone through what I've gone through. I'm not unique. I suffered an eating disorder for 10 years and then disordered eating for about 5 years after that, but I know that I am in no way the exception. I'm actually realizing I'm more of the rule. What I mean is that I grew up learning to hate my body, my face, my hair, my stomach because of their quote-unquote imperfections, just like so many girls do. I'm not different. So many girls have the same thoughts about their body but don't develop an eating disorder. However, they still aren't healthy. They still aren't stable. They still aren't nourished. They still aren't well. I've been working as a weight-neutral dietitian for about 3 years now and see my privilege clearly. I have zero marginalized identities, and I've always had a smaller body. Every day of my life has been spent with thin privilege. As I just dissected my eating disorder in my last journal entry, I've been doing more thinking since then and have realized my eating disorder had less to do with my body, per se, but more to do with control, of course. But also feeling like my only beautiful quality, one that I needed to maintain, was my skinny stature. As I watched Saved by the Bell and Hey Dude growing up, I saw women treated better and desired who were thin, with beautiful face structures, perky breasts, long legs, long straight hair, you know. Everything I wasn't, and quite frankly, still am not, aside from the thin part. Self-objectification, occurs when individuals treat themselves as objects to be viewed and evaluated based upon appearance. And I've realized over the past few years, that's what I've been doing my whole life. I've rarely thought of myself as a person with a unique personality, values, and ideas, as much as I've thought myself as a look, an image. It was in 2014 when I started my intuitive eating journey. I was on my own, having no idea that I was actually on an intuitive eating journey. In other words, I just didn't want to think about food all day and every day, and I didn't want to think about controlling my body all day and every day. I wanted to focus on my new job, being a mom. And I wanted to finally step outside of my mind, thoughts, judgments, and finally let my body talk so that I could actually listen. I wanted to raise kids that saw a mom who didn't focus on looks, standards, changing her body, conforming to social norms, but instead who trusted her body and felt comfortable in her skin. For 10 plus years, I chose food based on what fit into my ever-shrinking calorie count. Not only that, but my macros. Too much fat? Too many carbs? I was guided to make food choices by my mind, my judgments, my beliefs, instead of by my body. I lived in my head, never asking my body what it wanted, what it needed. Sometimes I would let my body lead my decision, but often that decision was deemed by my mind to be bad or too much, since my body was actually starving and desired fat, carbs, energy. So when I let my body lead the way, I would often double down the next day on restriction, creating a vicious cycle that had me trapped. I was living my life from my neck up instead of the neck down. I was never truly present with my body or truly present with my life. For many people, my 10 plus years is nothing. For many, self-loathing, the need for controlling the body starts as young as age 8. For many, the transformation from self-loathing and self-objectifying to body and food peace means working through 30 or more years of these thoughts, these actions. And for most, myself included, the self-objectification probably did start at a much younger age than you think. As I said before, the shows we watched, the books and magazines we read, the things we saw in our own home, while the effect may have not been obvious until later, they did and do affect us. They did and do affect our kids, now, today, and probably even more so with social media being a huge player. I thank God I never had social media as a kid. If I could strip social media from my kids' lives forever, I'd pay a fortune to pull that trigger. Since I know I can't, I will do everything in my power to make sure they have a full understanding of what it is they are actually seeing. More than 70% of people, including teens, edit their photos to give them everything from smoother skin to bigger lips, eyes, more contour, you name it. What we, your kids, are seeing on social media is not real. Just like people write reviews more often when they're dissatisfied, people post on social media often when they are doing things that are exciting, not the in-between life. We see only a small snippet and then compare what we see to our own lives. I always ask myself and my clients, does social media make you happier by the time you put your phone down? Okay, I digress. Fast forward to today, I'm at peace with food. What does that mean? I choose food based on what I have access to, which admittedly is a lot. As I said, I have privileges that not all people have, and I want to acknowledge that. I choose food based on what sounds good. Do I want something hot, cold, crunchy, smooth, salty, sweet, savory? I choose food based on what my body is telling me. This has taken so much practice. After years of not asking myself these questions and simply choosing food based on how I think they might make me look, the fact that this journey took me many years to finally get to a place where I felt good enough to teach others to do the same is no surprise. But what about those times I go back to old habits? Can you imagine an intuitive eating counselor sinking back, even momentarily, into the hole of diet mentality? It happens, and guess what? It's okay. Let's talk a minute about the spiral of healing. I learned about this spiral in the third edition of the Intuitive Eating book by Elise Resch and Evelyn Tribbley. Imagine a spiral or a curl moving upward instead of down. When you're on a journey of making peace with food and your body, the journey is never ending. The journey is ongoing. The journey will ebb and flow. You will constantly have setbacks or times you go back to old habits. But as you continue to work on awareness, trust, self-care, and compassion, you might notice those spirals get smaller and smaller. All the while, you're still learning and progressing, moving up the spiral. I use this metaphor and imagine with clients, an image with clients almost daily. When a client tells me, "Gina, I had a setback," I remind them of the spiral. I remind them that setbacks are actually opportunities to learn and grow. Today, I'm telling you, I have those setbacks too. For me, I feel confident that I have ditched diets and no longer think of them as a means to an end for myself or really for anyone. I will never again believe that any form of restriction, unless medically necessary, for renal disease or food allergies, etc., is a good idea. I feel confident in my ability to feel my hunger, honor my hunger, and honor my fullness. It took me a long time to finally grasp what comfortable fullness felt like after years of binging and eating past comfort as a way to sedate myself and punish and push aside uncomfortable feelings. All this said, I still find myself having a fleeting diet thought every once in a while, such as, "Whoa, I ate a lot yesterday. How will I make up for that today?" Or even the latest, "I have no appetite today. Ooh, that's kind of nice." Yes, it's true. I had these thoughts at times, not because I'm failing, but because I'm still living in a society where we are told constantly to eat less, ignore our hunger, and be in control more. I'm not blind to this or insensitive to it just because of what I do and who I am. I recently took a photo of a magazine cover at the grocery store that my daughter, age 9, was looking at. It said, "Lose 10 pounds a month, silence your hunger." I can look at this and roll my eyes, but the message still subconsciously gets through to me without my permission. For my daughter, the message doesn't obviously seep into her conscious, but again, it seeps into her subconscious, adding to her list of ideas and beliefs she's already begun to stack in her mind. This message will pop up loud and clear one day, and she won't remember the magazine, but the diet industry will be laughing because the message worked, one print at a time, one TV show at a time, one social media edit at a time. It's just what they wanted. While I find myself with these fleeting thoughts, I now know how to recognize them, question them, challenge them, and change them. I now know exactly how to handle those thoughts and not get them hooked. These thoughts in the past were not fleeting. They would hold me over for days, weeks, months, but now they are truly fleeting thoughts. I also know I'm human, and even the people I work with on intuitive eating will never lack these thoughts. That is not the goal. The goal is to learn how to handle them and not get caught up in them, not to rid them entirely. I give myself compassion when I recognize these thoughts. I remind myself of the environment I'm in and give myself permission to have thoughts like these as a human being and an aging woman who is still, of course, learning and will always be learning how to accept everything about myself and my body. As an intuitive eating counselor, you may think I always eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm full, but again, while this is an important part of intuitive eating, it doesn't mean one must do this consistently in order to be successful, quote unquote. I have had times in my life when I have used food to cope with emotions more than what was healthy. And while I've worked on this and I'm in a very good place, I still pull out this tool, food, at times to deal with my emotions, such as boredom or procrastination or sadness or stress. Yes, I do. And I give my clients permission to do the same. I eat when I'm not hungry at times, when I know I will be without food for a while, so I figure I should really fill up while I have the chance. I eat without hunger at times when something just looks good or even sounds good. It's part of being human. And guess what? I even eat past fullness at times. Each of these times, I consider it a learning experience. I don't put myself down or feel guilt because of these situations. Instead, I turn them around and learn from them, knowing full well that my goal is not perfection, but to continue growing and remaining in connection with my body. I've been all over the place in this journal entry, but I hope the message is clear. I've come far in my journey, the journey I'm still on and will be on forever. My journey is not perfect. Your journey won't be and doesn't need to be perfect. In fact, the imperfections, the ebbs and flows, the spirals are all part of the journey. They're interwoven into an intuitive eating journey. If intuitive eating was about perfection, we'd be right back where we started, seeking something that doesn't exist. It feels really great to write this down sometimes, and even better to read it out loud. Today, I want you to give yourself permission to not know all the answers, to not always do what is expected or what you think you need to do, quote unquote, but most importantly, to learn from yourself and continue learning, continue connecting, continue building trust. Hearing that the journey never ends may be defeating for some people, especially after years of dieting where there was always an end point. But if we look at it as exciting instead of defeating, well, that mindset will help you grow and find peace. All right. Well, I don't know how else to end that journal entry other than to say thanks for listening. And I would love any feedback on that or any thoughts. You know where to get in touch with me, either on Instagram at nutritionunmeasured, or you can email me at trustyourbodyrd@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback or any thoughts that you had while listening to that journal entry. But I'm going to end with a favorite new product. This is from allrecipes.com. I found this a while ago. It's banana bread muffins. I actually add chocolate chips to the recipe just to make it a little bit more fun and satisfying. But let me tell you, I make these muffins and Paige devours them in probably 3 or 4 days. She eats one for breakfast, one for after school snack. I mean, she absolutely loves these things, and I will agree they are very, very good, especially when heated a bit with a little bit of butter. Delicious. I'll put that link in the show notes. All right, that's it for today. Coming up on May 20th, I will be talking about body acceptance again with Christina Bruce, and we'll specifically be taking a deep dive into thoughts such as, I feel better when I lose weight. Until then, treat yourself with the respect you deserve, be the best friend you've always wanted, and reach out to me at any time on Instagram at nutritionunmeasured or via email at trustyourbodyrd@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, and come back again soon.